Baron Munchausen's Friends. Berthold. He is so fast when he runs that to walk normally he needs to wear shackles. He is a good runner, and every distance is short for him. He reaches lightning speed and kicks up a thick cloud of dust as he moves his legs. The Baron of Munchausen always entrusts him with the mission of bringing him all kinds of objects from the most distant places in the world, and Berthold, who is very obedient, always fulfills his mission, except when he is sleepy. Running so much and so fast tires him a lot, and that means that when he doesn't run, he is almost always sleeping under a tree in the shade. Berthold is slim, tall, handsome, and very helpful. He is undoubtedly a great friend of the Baron, willing to help him in his adventures. Gustavus. This short man has an extraordinary ear. That's why his ears are so big. Gustavus has a very short temper, and he doesn't like being told how to do things. When you are close to him, you have to speak very softly because he hears everything at a high volume, as if he were a dog. Gustavus flaps his ears and his ear quickly picks up any sound no matter how far away he is. Furthermore, Gustavus has another property that the Baron greatly appreciates. He can blow so hard that he is able to generate a gale around him. More than once, the Baron of Munchausen has asked him to blow and blow very hard to knock down enemies that came at him from the front. Albrecht. He is a strong man capable of lifting anything he sets his mind to. He is huge in every way, both physically and in heart. He is noble, calm, and very good to his friends. As he often says, he is unable to kill a fly. Albrecht loves to play, and although he is very big in appearance, inside he is still a child. He worked in a circus as the strong man, and it was there that the Baron of Munchausen met him and asked him to go on adventures with him. Albrecht did not hesitate for a moment and enlisted in this peculiar group that goes with the Baron, and they are always willing to help him and get him out of any problem in which he is involved. Adolphus. He is the man with the sharpest vision in existence. He is very thin, bald, and wears glasses with special lenses that allow him to see normally. But when he takes them off, he is unable to see an incredible distance. Much more than an eagle in flight. Adolphus is in charge of determining where the enemy is coming from and what is the best route to trace, since his vision is extraordinary. Adolphus speaks very little, or rather says nothing, because he is not very interested in what others say, except for the opinions of the Baron of Munchausen, whom he admires and is always willing to protect.